Nebraska.
Well, a lot of colleagues of mine all agree that Nebraska is a team on the uprise because of all the stuff that they have new. They have a new, well, relatively new coach in Tim Miles, and they have a new arena. And I'm joined by Zach Tegler of the Daily Nebraskan. And Zach, tell me about this new arena. Apparently, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's sparkling. It adds a brand new thing to the Lincoln skyline. It's really sharp looking, both inside and out. Really clean, and it's already sold out for all the men's basketball games anyway, and it'll be quite a sight to see it in there when it's full of Husker fans.
Exciting times for Nebraska. Tim Miles has kind of been a new voice in Nebraska. Nebraska hasn't really focused on basketball in the past, but it seems like Miles is saying all the right things. With that said, what are expectations going into the season for this team?
I think the expectations are pretty high, especially coming off a season that saw them lose a lot of games, but saw them actually win a game, their first game in the Big Ten tournament against Purdue last year. So expectations are going to be to finish somewhere in the middle of the conference, I think, not at the bottom like last year. And I think a lot of people are thinking tournament, although that's probably a little lofty at this point, but I think making the NIT would be a good step for this team.
Yeah, and they do get leading scorer from last season back, right, Gallegos. Give me a player that Big Ten fans don't really know about that could possibly kind of come up where nobody saw them coming up before.
Well, that's probably pretty easy because most Big Ten fans probably don't know very many of the guys on the Nebraska roster, but that said, there's a sophomore transfer named Walter Pitchford. He's a forward. He was a transfer last year, so he didn't play. And the first look Husker fans got of him was at the men's basketball team scrimmage about a month ago, and he looked pretty sharp in it. He's really flashy. Is a big guy, and he's a guy I think that could kind of step up for this team and be a guy that nobody's thinking about right now, but could end up being one of the leaders on the team.
And you said that you saw the team scrimmage about a month ago. Was there something in particular that caught your eye?
Well, above anything else, I guess that there's still a lot of work to be done. It wasn't the cleanest scrimmage. It was obviously their first practice of the season, and the expectations can't be too high, I guess. But it was still, it was a very raw team that was on the court that night. But the other thing we saw is most of the pieces are there. The potential is there. They kind of lack a big presence under the basket, but most of the other pieces are there.
So, with that said, give me kind of a best case, worst case scenario for Tim Miles' team heading into the season.
Wow, I think best case scenario, they surprise some teams, they pull an upset or two, and they end up on the bubble. I don't think even in a best case scenario, this team is ready to make the field of 68. But best case scenario, I think they could be right on the bubble. Worst case scenario, I see, being a low seed in the NIT. I think this team is ready to at least make the NIT, and I think worst case scenario, they still will make the NIT, to tell the truth.
Cool. Zach Tegler of the Daily Nebraskan. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Penn State.
Penn State is a team that's definitely trying to get on the uprise the past couple of years, hasn't been able to. And I'm joined by Zach Niner of the Daily Collegian. Zach, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. So Tim Frazier comes back from a torn Achilles. Have you seen him play this year? Is he going to be the player that he was before the injury?
Yeah, I actually think he's going to be better than the player he was before the injury. He played Sunday in the exhibition game against Northwood from Florida. He played limited action, played well, though. He had six assists all in the first half. But the most amazing thing that Pat Chambers told media was that his vertical leap has actually improved. His vertical leap is now 35 and a half inches, which is pretty incredible for a player like Tim Frazier, who's is coming off a ruptured Achilles, I think. But I think he's definitely going to be a better player this year, if he can believe that.
That's really, really impressive. I know this team lost Jermaine Marshall, and you just said that you saw them play in an exhibition. Was there any player or team aspect in particular that caught your eye that you hadn't seen before?
Probably the three-point shooting. This team is last in the Big Ten three-point shooting. I think they were fourth worst in the country last year in three-point shooting. So they shot 44% from beyond the arc, and it was amazing. Just how many players got involved? Brandon Taylor, they're kind of forward, power forward type guy. Took 10 threes, a lot from him. He made four, which is 40%, which is great for him. But players like Allen Roberts. Allen Roberts is a transfer student or actually a graduate student, coming over from Miami of Ohio. And he basically filled in Jermaine Marshall's spot. They had basically identical numbers. Like, it's almost eerie to see how their numbers align. And he is, as Pat Chambers said, is their best three-point shooter. But he took two threes. One of the big guys, not big guys, but one of the big surprises was Graham Woodward. He's a freshman. Pat Chambers said he kind of reminds him of Jordan Holes from Indiana. And he took three out of four threes, and made three. So he's definitely, three-point shooting is kind of on. If they can do that in the season, it could be a big threat.
So I know this team gains back Chim Frazier, but they also lost Jermaine Marshall, who decided to transfer to Arizona State. So in order, kind of fill in the blank for me, in order for Penn State to get out of the bottom of the Big Ten, they have to do blank.
I think they have to do, Pat Chambers has a lot of Villanova roots. And Villanova back in the day created a four-guard set. I think Pat Chambers has to do that. They don't really have a dominant big man. They have Donovan Jack, a sophomore, but he's a little raw. He can shoot a three-point shot, but he's not that great inside. But they also have players like Ross Travis, who's a junior, but Pat Chambers says he plays like a senior. He should average a double-double this season. They have players like Brandon Taylor, also forward, and they can throw that in. But if they want to be good, they have to run the table. They have to get on fast breaks, which is shown in that exhibition. They have great guards and Geno Thorpe, another freshman, Graham Woodward, Tim Frazier, DJ Newbell. And then some new guys like Allen Roberts and even John Johnson, a transfer from Pitt who could be eligible after this winter or his fall semester ends. So that's what I think. I think they have to go to a four-guard lineup, which seems a little odd, but Villanova has success in a powerful Big East conference with a small lineup, and I think Penn State will too.
With that said, give me kind of a best-case, worst-case scenario for Penn State going into this upcoming season.
Best-case scenario, I think it was everything clicks. Everything clicks from rebounding, three-point shooting, to no injuries. I think that's really key, is no injuries. Though this team has a little bit of depth, but they have to click. They have to have these new guys come in and just play right away. Sure, Graham Woodward had a great game on Sunday, but how does that guy translate to the Big Ten? They have to play well when they get in the Big Ten. So the best-case scenario, I see them making the tournament. Worst-case scenario is they have a downfall, Tim Frazier, DJ Newbell. Don't play. They don't know how to share the ball as much as they want to. Diamond Jack is a liability inside. They don't know how to compensate for that with a four-guard lineup, and they struggle and miss even the NIT. I think that's the worst-case scenario.
I hope Tim Frazier stays healthy, because when he's healthy, he's one of the most exciting and fascinating players to watch in the Big Ten. Zach Niner of the Daily Collegian, thanks for joining.
No problem, mate. Thank you.